Welcome to day 6, where we finally will come to speak about the most important word in the title, mindfulness. How can we mindfully use our social media? There are some misconceptions about mindfulness, so let me start by sharing what mindfulness is not. It is not having an empty mind. Not only is an empty mind hard to imagine, it sounds also highly undesirable to me. Living mindfully may have as a consequence that you do experience more calm in your mind. But our brain is designed to think and problem solve. Frequently, this is helpful, and not always. For example, when we cannot stop thinking about a certain response on social media, or when we worry about something in the future. Mindfulness is also described as awarenessing. Being aware. What comes to your mind when I say this? Instead of thoughts and emotions sweeping you off your feet, causing you sleepless nights or a feeling of drowning in an emotion, we consciously take a step back. We do not deny, suppress, or ignore. We acknowledge, observe, and accept what we find. As a metaphor, maybe at the moment you experience a roller coaster of emotions and a mind full of thoughts. You can compare this to getting into a taxi with a reckless driver. The car smells of old smoke, you cannot open the window yourself. The driver is agitated, he honks his horn, curses, takes wrong turns, speeds, misses a red light, engages in petty conflicts, and when you finally arrive, he asks for too much money. In comparison, mindfulness would then be driving your own car, or in the Dutch course I use, the riding of a bicycle. You may drive a bit slower and stop for red lights, but in the end, you arrive pretty much at the same time at your destination. During your ride, you've got to decide to open your window, put on your favorite music, you choose which road you took, at what pace. You may have added an additional stop when you saw your favorite bakery was not too crowded. You probably noticed that the difference is entirely in the how, and although you have reached your destination in both scenarios, how you feel may be very different. How would you feel after such a drive in a taxi? I can imagine you'll answer that with tired or exhausted. You had no freedom of choice and many things that happened were not as you would have liked. To translate this to our topic, if the environment, the social media and your thoughts and feelings in response to them sweep you away and determine your day, I bet you will feel exhausted, somewhat confused or nervous, not entirely yourself, and possibly even a bit used. And how do you feel after driving your own car? Most likely not worse than when you left. Possibly more energized if you enjoyed your music, some fresh air, and that stop at the bakery. The smell of fresh bread in the car. You were in control, able to make choices in your own time. Mind you, driving our car, especially on our standard roads, easily becomes a highly automated process. You will still arrive at your destination, but you may not be able to recall any details of that particular drive. You are thinking about things and thus distracted from being. This can be very useful, but I do invite you next time you get in the car to observe what you are actually focused on most. The driving, the environment, the music, or your thoughts. Mindfulness asks us not to respond on autopilot, but to create a literal or symbolic breathing space. After a short moment of reflection, we will be better able to choose if and how we respond and behave. What does awarenessing look like? Mindfulness describes 7 attitudes. These have been developed by Jon Kabat-Zinn, both the mindfulness and the 7 attitudes. I tend to merge some of the attitudes because some feel to automatically lead to another, but I will mention all of them and of course make them relevant to our topic, social media. The first attitude is beginner's mind. The idea is not to act too much on things we already know or have experienced in relation to a particular situation or person. It is like avoiding a bias creeping into our routines or relationships. It invites you to approach in an open-minded and kind manner, not feeling negative or even resentful because of something that has happened before or in a similar situation. On day 3 of this course, we apply beginner's mind to ourselves. The Ikigai meditation is meant to help you to press a reset button, to open us up to different options and choices than the standard ones we have been making. You may leave behind how you have related to social media in the past. This may not instantly change your behavior, but it may make you realize that you have a chance to change. You do not have to continue because this is what you've been doing. You can break habits. In relation to other people on social media, this attitude also means to approach people openly and kindly. An example, let's say that you have labeled someone in your social circle as a drama queen. Maybe some of her posts or stories triggered this in you. I'm not saying that you are wrong. I just want to draw your attention to the likeliness that you will extrapolate this label to all this person's posts. So even when this person posts a genuine, even vulnerable story, your mind automatically places it in the drama queen box and may think, see, she does anything to get attention, possibly responding from this interpretation. With a beginner's mind, you would maybe still label certain posts as drama queen, but you appraise new situations, or in our case, new posts, just as new. Just consider for a moment if it may have been the circumstances that made the person act like a drama queen, or is it really personality? In the latter case, you may ask yourself where that might be coming from. Is this a bridge too far? Just notice your judgment in the moment and make a constructive choice. I would say in the case of the drama queen, a positive choice would be not to respond. Because you either respond from your harsh judgment or you force yourself to say something friendly. Of course, you are also free to mute or unfriend this person, liberating both of you, really. Obviously, if it's someone close to you, I would recommend to have a personal conversation where you listen and share with kindness and an open mind. We will now do a brief meditation. My teacher, Greg Hazard, used to call this a comma, a practice of 1 or 2 minutes that you can incorporate at any time in your day. Just to create distance between a certain stimuli and your response. So take a conscious breath in and out and gently close your eyes. And then feel your feet. Notice if they're warm or cold. And feel where they make contact with the floor. Feel your lower leg, the bend of your knees, and where the upper legs touch your chair or make contact with the hands in your lap. Focus on the belly. Connect with your breath in the belly area. Up to the chest, where you may notice your heartbeat. And feel your arms, hands. Again, notice the temperature. And then feel the large muscles in your back. Feel neck and throat, and all the small muscles in your face. And then take another conscious breath in and out. And gently open your eyes. Challenge 6. Find a couple of short meditations on Insight Timer that you like and save them for easy access. With short, I mean less than 5 minutes. During the next 24 hours, play one of those meditations every time that you feel you are being sucked into social media or into certain thoughts or feelings following your interactions. You can also do this preventative before you open social media. Observe how you feel after a comma. Even you missed a moment, no worries, whenever you think about it, even minutes after coming off social media, do a comma meditation. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we continue speaking about the attitudes of mindfulness.